We've got a problem right now. We have to find a drummer for Battle of the Band.
Yo, you guys.
Styx! What the hell are you doing here?
I'm here to try out for the drummer position. You guys need a drummer, and I want to get some revenge, okay? It's not a pleasant story, but 2 weeks ago, Thursday, the guys in my band, they decided to gangbang my chick, man. And they also gave her a golden tornado. And they know that Friday night is golden tornado night, and Thursday night is just gangbang. And that shit broke my heart.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me this week, I believe this is the first time we've had this pairing on the air.
Yeah.
We got brother Will and friend Veronica. Pictures of like
it's
kids
like
that
suicide
were
hotline
and,
numbers.
Oh my god.
Like flashing
I didn't do
across
my hair.
The screen.
Yeah. And don't worry, that intro got killed by the crappy new CD writer, which I thought was better than the old one, but it popped out already.
Awesome.
It already died. That's true.
But
what happened to the webcam?
I think they took that out, so we actually really cannot be watched.
Massive
okay.
Failure.
Yeah. We got a good show lined up. I like the subjects. We have, in the spirit of the new JFK, the fan.
Turn that damn song.
You don't want to listen to more KFC.
I like that. Yeah. No, that's a good song. They're one of those bands, like, they really hit or miss.
That was going to be like my intro bed.
But I know, but you're not supposed to have it going on under the whole show.
It wasn't going to be the whole show.
Yeah,
it was going to be during the outline announcement, and then we kill the bed.
Too long.
All right.
I agree.
It's effing mutiny over here, you sons of bitches. Okay.
We're the typical short attention span Americans.
Okay. All right.
Someone forgot his Adderall.
The bed lasted too long. I freely admit it. We're going
to
discuss the one sports story that I think is really important to everyone out there. Some level, they've at least got an opinion on this, one way or the other. Even
I
if
hate
they don't.
To derail the momentum one more time, but why the F are they shining a spotlight right in here from next door?
We have a class which is going on concurrently, and Lord knows they might be jumping in here and derailing things further.
God,
I don't
shut
know.
Shut up.
That S is pointing right in my eyes.
What, are they shining like a little cat's eye
it's
in here?
It's like a damn cop with a flashlight.
Okay.
It's, yeah, but whatever. Okay, back to Mike Vick.
Back to Michael Vick.
Speaking
exactly.
of cops.
Mike
loose
Vick.
Tie-in.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit, get everyone's take on Mike Vick, because we feel that needs to be addressed on the air, and no other show has filled that void. I have not heard one bit of Mike Vick talk on the air, and God damn it, we're going to bring it to you.
Certainly not on the sports talk station, The Fan.
Yeah, The Fan hasn't touched on that, and they haven't touched on the Favre saga, and what else has The Fan not driven into the ground? The Skins are going to be 19-0. You know.
They actually said that?
Well, no, that's what I say. But
now, what was the other sports thing? There's some recent thing before Mike Vick.
Everyone testing positive for juice. Fat ass Poppy, Big Poppy from the Sox.
Damn it, I can't remember. Some other scandal. Oh, that Roethlisberger thing.
Oh, him plugging that troll.
Debbie Rowe.
Oh, that troll.
That's sad.
That is a gross pig of a woman, man.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, she is.
That large.
She looks like Debbie Rowe.
Oh,
really?
You know the quarterback from the Steelers.
Because
no. I don't know sports at all. But anyways, this guy, he just won the Super Bowl
Take
last
that, you
year.
Take that, having Jezebel!
Yes.
He was the MVP, maybe?
No, I look at it this way. You've got Tom Brady, who's plugged, what's her face?
Giselle. Moynihan.
Yeah.
Giselle
Bündchen. And Moynihan.
He knocked up Moynihan, and he's knocked up Bündchen. And this guy's banging a chick who, wouldn't be hot for trim you found working behind the counter at Arby's.
No, I wouldn't touch her.
She was gross. Yeah. You'd have to pay me good cash. He must just be one of those, horny, ogre-type dudes. You know the type, just, big, doofy guys.
Wait. What is the controversy here?
Well, she says
she's claiming...
Unattractive?
She says he raped her. But, yeah.
He admits there was consensual banging.
Just the
she's
fact that
claiming that he was so, overtaken by lust, he raped her.
Oh.
The guy's ugly.
NFL superstar.
Yeah,
I mean, he
can't
go
into best looking.
Yeah, he still is a man. That means nothing.
He's 6'5". He's got two rings on his fingers. He's getting something. Like Will said,
I wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't. I swear to Christ,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
You know
have
what? I know
her.
Guys who get off on hooking up with chicks that have
ugly girls, and then you just treat them like crap afterward. Like the instant you bust your watch.
It's like hate seriously, themselves. It's like a, well, I've never done one that looks like that. So, hey, come home with me.
I don't get that.
Tyrone did that.
Oh, your mystery man, Tyrone.
Which is why Tyrone is gone.
She's got two. She's big into this Veronica over here. This Veronica character that you're not aware of. She's big into military types, and for some reason...
Can we go through one show?
All the guys she hooks up with, they have, like, really black names, even though they're white dudes.
Big mistake right there.
No, you don't!
It's the military.
Well, I mean, I'm not... no one's listening. We're on public access, for Christ's sake. It was, what, Dwayne and...
Hey! No!
What? Okay, she doesn't want to go with real names. But it's two, like, very, you know, things that were probably Greek names 2,500 years ago. Now, very black names and...
No.
Right, did you blow anyone named Aeneas just... yet? Or...
No.
Okay.
And no. Tubuck is done.
All right.
I'm over Tubuck.
Anyone I've ever known in the military is a huge D-bag. They just want you to be their mommy.
I really don't have any military friends.
The most recent one, he's not like that at all, which kind of surprised me.
Well, that's item 5. Once we get through everything else we're getting to your bang life.
Oh, my God. No, we are not.
So we got Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Then, because we got you here, and we're going to get a girl's perspective, we're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart, which is trying to score girls at the gym. Because it's the only place I go out. I think it's the only place you go out, right?
Lately, yeah.
Other than food shopping or something.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not really looking for that right now.
Yeah, but if it's just there.
I don't have time, man. Like, that sounds cliche and a little bit fruity, but I just want to focus on myself.
You just haven't met a girl.
Whoa, Chief. We're not on delay here. We're not on delay.
That is such
Y'all pipe down over there, Howard Stern?
What is crap?
Oh, I just don't have time. Because there's no one that has your attention right now. It's not because you don't have time.
No.
If you met the girl of your dreams tomorrow, you would make the time.
But I will say this.
No,
we'll
actually, I wouldn't. Yeah. Because trust me.
I don't buy it.
I can get girls if I want. I have many times.
It's not about getting girls. It's about meeting one that actually holds your attention, that you want.
I'm kind of burned out of, like...
The love.
Just
who
pieces of
it?
Ass.
Who is it?
The love.
So, okay, yeah, that's part of it, too. I'm burned out. I'm tired of...
You are gay. I'm telling you. If you met the girl of your dreams tomorrow, you would make the time and you would...
She'd have to be pretty effing understanding.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
Because I have a weird schedule. Like, I work at nights. I'm practically nocturnal. Any free time I have, like, I'm at the gym or, like, working on music.
I said I am not gay.
So, I don't know. I've sacrificed a lot of time for a lot of chicks who weren't worth it. So, at this point, I'm going
to say, All right. These are subjects to get to once we run through the outline.
Okay, so let's get Michael Vick
I like
done
you. You're both like
seconds.
Attack dogs. But
Michael
yeah.
Vick.
We got
states.
Michael Vick. Girls at the gym. Then, right. What I'm going to be doing for the evening. That's number 3.
All right, let's knock this S out.
Number
what do you want to talk about Michael Vick?
Yeah, let's get it over with.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
he
screw
stinks.
It. F the outline. I try to be professional.
No, you don't need to announce it. Just go through it.
I like a quick announcement of the outline. But it needs to be like a 20-second affair.
Well, it is now stretched on
It's 9 minutes. We're almost out of here.
I'm drugging you with Adderall.
Okay. All right, we're getting to Michael Vick. If you've listened to The Fan, which I admit, I'm still listening to The Fan a little bit.
No, I can't.
You've already given up 2 weeks in, is it?
I mean...
I
thought of this last night. Remember how, like, even with Mike's show, people call him and be like, love the new show?
Yes.
Have you heard anyone say that?
Yes. That is probably one of my bigger complaints.
I've just heard people like, oh, wow, it's still good to hear you on the air, Chad.
Like,
thank God you're not gone.
I have heard, love the new show, boys.
And let me guess, it was from stupid-ass white people.
Yeah, some chick.
God.
What? Why are you throwing your hands up?
I say a bad word and I get... He says
stupid
the
ass.
Word.
Ass is fine.
As far as we know. We have no clue ass what
is fine.
We're technically
even,
allowed
even,
to say.
Yeah, I know it all inside and out.
Oh,
I've got to learn that. Asshole is fine.
Wow.
Can't
but
drop,
what I said isn't?
You can't
he
drop
ass.
See you in Toledo. You cannot drop the S word. You cannot drop
what?
The F bomb.
Oh, my God.
And that's really about it currently.
Ridiculous.
I think rooster. Oh, P word for kitty cat.
Yeah, but you can say, like, that guy is a... They did on JFK.
What, Puzzy?
Yeah, like, if you say, like, oh, you know, like, he's weak or something. But you can't say, like, I shoved my entire forearm in her.
Well, you definitely can't say rooster into Puzzy.
Yeah, no. Again, you have to, like, tiptoe around it. But I'm pretty sure
like
you can say,
have,
like,
delightfully.
Like, oh, that guy's a pussy. Like, you can say that.
Well, we're saying it. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Okay.
Hey, Michael Vick.
We're talking about the character from The Sopranos.
Yeah, exactly.
Vincent Pastore.
A.K.A. Big Pussy. Delightful, delightful character. Made season two. He dies in the end. Tragic.
That guy has milked that role more than anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus S. Like I told you, I think he was the only actual cast member to appear in a parody on Mad TV. It's like the Mad TV cast, and then... All right, Michael Vick, sorry.
Michael Vick. What?
Okay. Let me do it. All right. So he's allowed to play in the NFL? Because I don't even know. So you're going to have to explain it.
Let me do it. I know nothing about sports.
Let me just get it on track.
Let me take the helm. Okay. Deal is, Mike Vick has been conditionally reinstated.
What
he can sign with the team. He can do any activity as long as it's not.
As
I believe he's not on
football.
For preseason games. He can't do preseason games, and he can't do games up through, like, week five, I believe.
Until October. He can
what
start
the S is that?
And it's really S-y on Goodell's part.
Yeah, like, what is that?
People are going to want to start with their QB. You don't
exactly.
sign Mike Vick as, like, your effing backup. It's teams that are in a hole. Like, he'd be a perfect fit for Minnesota.
I heard, like, Dukes was saying, like, he isn't even that good. So, I mean, isn't it maybe better that he's not
too.
A starter?
Okay, the deal with Mike Vick is as follows. He's very athletic, which is code for black powers.
Was he the Falcons starter?
He was the Falcons starter. And he is not that amazing in terms of, like, throwing the ball
so
as
he's
a QB.
Just famous for killing dogs?
No, he's
basically.
He's a sick runner. Like,
oh,
it's almost
that's
like having a second running back on the field. Like, the dude's a quarterback and got over 1,000 yards running one season.
Right.
So
he'd be good on the Redskins. They never throw the damn ball. Even I know that.
Well,
that,
the problem is if your team – what happens, the team gets called out for being just a run-based team. Because, hey, two running backs is still just a run-based
attack. So then they know.
Yeah, then they just gum up the middle, and he really can't do all that much.
Yeah, but what if he was, like, on a team with, like, a sick offensive line like the Ravens or something?
That could really just, like, pound some holes.
Or just keep the defense back.
He'd be fine. Any quarterback can be – good with a good enough offensive line.
I think that's what they were saying, too. It's like, if you have a good offensive line that can block, all
yeah.
quarterbacks are more or less the same.
Dude, that's the story of Tony Romo over in Dallas. They got the biggest, dumbest white ogres for their offensive line. And those guys let Tony Romo rub one out every time before he throws a pass.
He's talking about you.
Yeah. I mean, he is there having a tea party. Eating little cucumber sandwiches and then says, F it, probably time for me to throw a pass. And then he finally does. I mean, he's got all day and then some.
I love Tony Romo.
What now?
I love Tony Romo.
That filthy guinea.
He's so pretty.
Oh, that slimy. He's got the coloring Will and I have where he's Mediterranean.
And Jason
but he's,
Witten.
He's got that sickly, pasty kind of thing.
I don't know. I don't really know what he looks like.
No,
he's just some blonde white dude.
No, he's this Italian douchebag. Or at least part Italian with that name.
At least he got Jessica Simpson.
He dumped her. Where have you been?
No, I know that.
He was banging that and banging Carrie Underwood. You know, typical Italian guy into blondes.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's got quite a resume.
Like Brady or whatever?
Yeah. God, I would actually take his over Brady's.
Me too. I don't really care.
I think
Carrie's
got
type.
A really nice lid, and Jessica Simpson has T's like I don't know what.
Yeah, and... she's got some meat on them bones.
Yeah.
Well, used to.
She
try to get skinny again.
Whatever. She's not going to lose, you know, the pups. She's got those things for life. Getting back to Vic. It occurred to me, I hate that there's any kind of controversy about him even coming back.
Why are you massaging your temples?
Because.
Are we that grating?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Come on, Veronica. Be a team player. You need to jump in here.
All right.
No, I'm going to let... the dead air sit until Veronica jumps in.
Well, talk. What do you want me to say? I can't
okay.
contribute to your ramblings about pro football.
Neither can
I.
I
can tell you that I think
I probably know less about
think
sports than
you.
I thought
whatever.
You knew a little about pro football.
Okay, why do you think he shouldn't be able to play?
Because of what he did. It's gross.
Yeah, but he was in prison for 2 effing years.
It should have been 10.
I mean, I love dogs, but that's a bit excessive.
See, yeah, this is exactly, I was thinking in the gym about the Chris Rock bit. Where he goes on about, I love black people, but I hate N-words. Well, I feel the same way where it's like, I got no problem with white people, but I hate effing honkies. And it's honkies
too.
Who are way into like, he killed a doggy. I got a doggy. He should burn in hell.
It's not like he killed one doggy.
He killed what?
He sponsored animal cruelty, and that disturbs and disgusts me.
Why do people
have
no
I don't think that he should be rewarded with an opportunity to continue playing
it's
not with a reward.
The NFL. It's just taking a
period.
Man's damn livelihood away from him. It's
I'm
not
sure
like,
he can find something else to do.
He's not going
to
get kicked out of the NFL and then be Louis Pasteur over here. This man can throw a ball and run.
You just said he couldn't throw a ball, that all he could do was run.
He can throw it better than 99.9% of the population. He can do
care.
It enough to hang
it
in the
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
See,
do you have a doggy?
So, Tonya
are
Hardy.
Are you a vegetarian?
Let's look at Tonya
are you a
Hardy.
Vegetarian?
Do you think that she should have been banned for life from figure skating?
Yeah, she was trying to wound another person. Totally different.
Yeah, I gotta side with John.
It's still life, and that guy's
disgusting. Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not. I like
so,
meat.
So you're down with one beast, one hairy, warm-blooded beast on four legs being ground into your effing meals later today.
Dude, that's circle of life. You have to eat to survive. You don't need to kill dogs for pure entertainment value. There's a big difference.
Is the dog going to die anyhow? Dog's got
what? What doesn't eight? Die? Oh, okay, so Nancy Kerrigan was going to die anyhow. So, hey, who cares?
Screw
if her.
You know what? Yeah, I'm all turned around. I'm pro-choice, and I'm for killing criminals. And if you don't pull your weight on this show, you're not driving home. How's that for a threat?
What?
Will and I are going to take you out back and put you in the, what the hell did he do? Electrocute the dogs and drown them? And...
I thought he just, like, slammed them against the wall or something.
Something like that. I don't know.
She's now massaging with two hands.
I thought it was, like,
no, but
fighting.
The ones that were losers, he just, like, straight up
killed. Oh, that he makes iced. Me like him even more. Thanks
I
for that.
I thought it would help. He was trying to facilitate.
He's disgusting. He needs therapy. He needs help. Somebody
he was
should
trying
not get
to further those dogs' careers
sorry.
Just
it's
as
gross.
Coaches further his careers. He cared. He didn't want the losers on the field.
We gotta, I mean,
I think he should be subjected to the same treatment that he should.
It's just an animal. It's a stupid animal.
I mean, no, I love dogs and everything.
There's
but
a special place in hell for you, John.
I love dogs. I got a cat. We had a dog. The deer departed Nike.
I mean, if you really want to hit the guy where it hurts, like, just find him an S-load of money.
I'd be fine with that.
Give it to the...
I'm not
PETA or SPCA
I'm not
or
cool
whatever.
With screwing with a man's livelihood because he messed with animals.
Well, no, I couldn't give an
he
S.
He didn't just mess with animals. He didn't just hit and run a dog and take off. He didn't. It's this is not like it's a simple thing. Do you realize the complexity that was involved in this?
Yeah, he had a whole
and
thing.
And the cruelty that was involved in this?
Okay,
it's sick.
What if he were into cockfighting? I don't mean that like in a gay way. Like, what if he's raising roosters? And the roosters are killing each other.
Dude, that is messed up, too.
Should
but
the penalty
so is the
be the
NFL.
Same?
It's just a bunch of, like, steroid heads beating the S out of each other. They're gonna, just, all going
to
be crippled
to me,
life.
Yeah, but that's their choice. If they want to do it, rock on.
To me, it's just
the
not
pit bulls
that
do not have a choice to fight each other. Come on.
I just, it doesn't faze me, man. It doesn't faze me. Okay, he killed some dogs. That ain't good. I don't advocate going out and killing dogs in the neighborhood.
But you don't think people should be punished for it?
He was saying. Punished.
Not even nearly hard enough.
Do you know how
the
far
joint,
he fell?
That's got to be pretty
that's
rough.
That's the essiest thing on earth, like short of Russian and Chinese prisons. I mean, prison sucks.
Oh, please.
Prison? Okay,
give
would you
give me a break.
I'm speechless. Prison's horrible.
Did you just say that he had it worse than the prisoners in China?
No, I'm saying our prisons, like, short of... Okay, our prisons ain't that bad compared to, like, world's prisons. But I would pay pretty much any amount of money to stay out of prison for, like, 2 years. I could do, like, a month, maybe. But after a while, I really, really need to, like, see some porn or I'd kill myself. Straight up. He had nothing in prison. I mean, there's no reports of him being, like, horribly spoiled or taken care of, right? It's not like he was slipping guards dollar. He was doing
how do you know that?
Real hard time. Well, that currency
where was it?
Yeah, which prison?
Leavenworth.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a Fed pen, man.
Was he in solitary? He had to be. They would have, like, torn him apart.
Probably,
I think
yeah.
They F with anyone.
It wasn't
famous.
Like Oz or something.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't chilling with Adebisi. He was locked away.
Yeah.
Just. And where he comes from, I mean, this is an excuse either. I don't think dog fighting was even that big a deal, man. He just comes out of the Black Hood, you know? Friggin' Newport News area. Yeah. That is some tough stuff, man. To them, dog fighting is probably, like, no big thing.
No. I mean, I've seen the way Black people treat pit bulls. So.
Well, they're DMX. They, you know, when the dog dies, you get your name, dog's name tatted on your chest along with a picture of him. What, he did?
Have you actually seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I value a man's life over a dog's life. He did that stuff. He paid his dues.
Yeah, that's my stance. Okay, you know, the judge gave him that sentence.
I agree. You know what, Veronica, you made me see an angle where it wasn't just he's, like, killing these for food. But I'm going to counter with we don't need to eat cows either.
Well, the thing is,
we don't
like
need
you were
to
saying,
eat chickens.
Because you don't know how he's raising me. Maybe he didn't know any better.
That's,
you don't know
that's
that.
That's really what I believe.
Oh, my
like,
God.
He was doing this, and he wasn't thinking it was any big thing.
See, you're saying this,
but,
and you
so
grew
you,
up in, like,
so
white suburbia.
How do you
and it's
know
different.
Where I grew up?
I can just
you don't know
you
anything about
where did you
me.
Grow up?
Where did you grow up?
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Michigan on a dirt road next to cornfields, not even close to white suburbia.
That was half correct. It was white.
Thanks. How do you know who my neighbors were?
What were they?
Yes.
I don't know. They weren't all white, though.
Was your family white?
No. Look at me, John.
It's like a jerk.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm sorry, but you cannot excuse bad behavior because it's just normal where you grew up. Give me
I'm
a
not
break.
Saying that. I'm saying, okay, maybe he didn't know.
That's you grew up in Thailand. You just grew up eating dogs and lions and stuff.
Exactly.
It's just a different thing, man. It's a different world.
Wow, you guys should really voice your opinions in our judicial system then. It could really use your input.
I don't appreciate these non-constructive comments. We're trying to build to a solution
non-constructive,
here.
Non-constructive? What, because I disagree with you?
We're trying to build.
Let's move to the next thing, because obviously yes. We're not going to come to a consensus.
I like the fighting, though. It's pretty good.
Nah.
You don't like it?
No.
Veronica?
I dig it.
Thank you. All right,
well,
next
you
subject.
Can continue fighting.
Yeah. Well,
John and I fight all day long,
pretty
every
much.
Day. That's all
we
do.
Just... crap on each other, make fun of each other, and they're just like, oh, I miss you. Let's talk later.
Yeah. Here, let me send you pictures of my imaginary girlfriend.
My imaginary girlfriend.
John, stop sending me this stuff. It's weird.
We'll get to that subject number four. Subject number two is real world girls, the kind that talk to you in the gym. I'm sure any dude who's walked into the gym, you've looked around, and it's girls, and, I mean, a lot of times they're just parading around in sports bras, right?
I don't know. I was joining a meathead gym yesterday, so.
Okay, well.
I'll have to say Gold's has that separate women's gym section.
It has a little almost faux curves, yes.
That's kind of insulting. Like, oh, you
why?
Can't work out in our real gym or
no,
these guys are going to rape you.
It's for hurting fatties that don't want to be seen. It's true.
John!
It's for fat chicks that
could
are like...
Could it possibly be for the women
fat
who
guys
don't
want to
work
have
to get
out
Googled
like...
at the gym? Could it possibly be for that reason? Maybe? Do you think just a little bit?
I've always found that really attractive women are just used to it, and it's kind of the girls that aren't all that attractive who are like, do you see that? He's raping me with his eyes. How dare he? And then they run off and eat a cheeseburger because they're upset about it.
I mean, most of the chicks I see coming out, it's a lot of like old chicks, like moms and their daughters, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like not hot daughters, like five-year-old daughters and stuff.
No, I mean, I didn't really see... It was like a kind of hot woman working behind the desk
who am
yesterday.
I kidding? They're hot daughters. But,
no, I mean, I just think it's insulting. I don't know. I mean, I can see the point.
What, the side fatty gym?
Yeah, just like...
I mean,
like,
Veronica,
I'm treating like an effing prisoner or something. Like, are they going to surround me with razor wire? Like, stay away from this
cat. Wait a minute,
cat.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You feel like a prisoner because a gym decided to set aside a small section of space for women when you have the rest of the gym to use? Why does that
because
make you feel
like
a prisoner?
Because what the F did I do?
It's not about what
Am
you
I
did.
Am I a convicted
it's about
sex
what...
offender?
No, it's not about what you did. It's about what's best for that particular grouping
okay.
of their clientele. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, where's the section for, like, fat dudes who don't want their man boobs jiggle one
their
day,
middies
like, running on the
who
treadmill?
Who don't want to do pull-ups and then have their big guts flop out?
So it is kind of sexist.
I don't think it is.
If your excuse... Well, what are you saying? It's because they don't want to get ogled or because they feel uncomfortable with their bodies?
Is it oogled, ogled, what? Do we know?
I don't know.
I think it's ogled.
I'll go with ogled. I thought it was ogled. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Whatever.
Please don't call in with the answer. I don't care enough. And I hate answering the phone. That's
yeah,
why
because
I
you don't want to be proved wrong, but whatever.
Okay. No, what were you saying? You don't, they don't
I
want
think
to be...
there are a number of reasons. I think, number one, women work out in a different way than men. I think, number two...
A less effective, less powerful
saying,
way.
Less doing nothing.
Go on. No, it's comedy.
Number two...
Number B.
Just because no one's
experience,
laughing.
From experience, walking into a gym full of guys, because, I mean, come on, more guys work out than girls, let's be honest,
yeah.
especially
yes.
in the weight area. walking in as a girl trying to work out, trying to use the weights, it's intimidating. And I feel like sometimes I'm in the way of the guys who know what they're doing, and maybe I don't know so much about what I'm
doing.
I would kind of actually appreciate having my own section where I can stumble and fumble and learn my own way.
I don't know
but
the answer
to this.
But
should guys just not be allowed in there?
Yes! There's nothing wrong with that.
What if it's like some extremely scrawny, weak dude who can't pick up more than
that 8
pounds?
That happened to me when I'm very... like.
Why does he need to be in there?
Well, because maybe he feels uncomfortable around void
my
freaks
first
the same
question,
way you do.
Veronica, what are your gym habits? I actually don't know this about you. Do you gym a lot or what?
I do. It depends. I used to belong to Golds.
Okay.
I don't love it. I prefer to dance. I like to go to the dance classes.
The Zumba?
Yes. I like Zumba.
Is Zumba good for chicks? Like if I did Zumba?
I kind of look at the guys that do it a little weirdly. I'm going to be
I did
honest.
Yoga for like 3 weeks. I got a girl out of it, so...
You did yoga?
Yeah.
I don't want to see a guy do yoga.
No, I mean, I really didn't pursue it all that much, but it was this really hot, really toned redhead. Like, I feel like a fruit for admitting I didn't pursue it. Right. I don't know why. But, yeah, she's all like, oh, hey, John, you know, like, approached me like, hey, you were in yoga class, right? I mean, came up out of nowhere to talk to me and all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, because you're more approachable when you're not surrounded by your friends.
Who, me?
Any guy.
Oh, okay. Well, I had one of my meathead friends with me, but she was so into the idea of being under that which is this.
Who are you with?
She approached any. I was with Shane.
How's Shane a meathead?
We just lift, I guess. We got a call. Yeah, I'm not answering
like
a damn phone.
Like
stop calling. I don't want to talk to you.
Looking MF-er.
No, he has the long hair and all that. He looks a little sensitive. But, okay, so from what I'm hearing from Veronica, it's probably like the worst thing ever to think about approaching women in the gym.
I don't particularly care for it. I'm sure there are women out there who do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure there's plenty of chicks who go there, like, hoping to be picked up.
Yeah.
But...
Well, as she said, you can kind of pick them out. They're a little done up.
Yeah.
There are
if
some...
If you see a girl on a treadmill in full makeup, let me say this. Either she, A, just came from work, which is totally understandable.
Yeah, and I think
but
that
happens
a
lot.
If
it's like a Saturday morning...
Yeah, but shouldn't you wipe
all...
it off first?
Why?
Wouldn't the sweat make it, like, a runner? Or something?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Isn't it a big production to take off makeup anyhow?
No, dude, it's soap and water.
Is it? I thought it was like some kind of cold cream and...
Only if you're 80 and your name's Granny.
Oh, that's not what our mom does. But okay, now that you've asked on Maria...
oh, shush.
Because here's the deal. There was a girl behind the counter, and for whatever reason, you know, I don't have the best time where it's like, oh, hot chick, I'll just approach that. But if it's like a waitress or anything like that, I'm like, hey... Bitch can't run away. I'm going to say whatever.
Oh, my God.
So I'll always take a crack at the hired guns. And I do pretty well. Like, I usually get waitresses' numbers and stuff like that. And this chick seemed pretty interested. And the second time I saw her in the gym, she was actually working out. She wasn't there as, you know, someone who was hired by the gym.
Right.
She's just working in her off hours. And sure enough, we start talking again. And by the third time I see her, bam, she runs up to me. She's like, oh, hey, let me show you this cool exercise. Gives me, like, this 15-minute just... You know, out of nowhere, a little personal training session. So, okay, in that situation, Veronica, is there something interesting hidden under your nails you got over there?
No.
You're picking at them pretty merrily.
No, I'm, like, making sure they're shiny because it's dark.
Okay. Your nails are fine. Now, would it seem like that girl is into, you know, she wants to be picked up, maybe? Or is she just really, really nice?
She works at the gym?
Like, once a week. But
I think it's just in her nature to be helpful in a gym. She works in a gym. I wouldn't read too much into it.
God damn it. All right.
Sorry.
Well, do you see her doing it with anyone else?
No. She was just working out, and
well,
then she saw me and, like, zipped
she,
over.
You're friendly, and she kind of sees you as a guy that she knows. So, hey, let's go chat him up. He's a cool cat.
Like, and that's, I think, kind of like the first step toward, you know, hey, like...
Toward taking her home and banging her.
I would say, yeah. Like, three times down the pike, like, maybe a couple more times we talk, I'd be like, oh, hey, let's go do something. And then I'd rape her. I
don't
bang's
that.
An ugly word. No, okay.
Because rape is better?
Bang's...
I want to throw something at you right now. I really do. That made me violent. Don't say bang. Just say you're going to rape her.
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's, like, an old English power to the... I don't like bang. It's new. It's urban. No, I'm kidding. in that situation with this girl who's talking to me, should I talk like 2-3 more times and then is there any way to test the water to be like, hey, are you just being nice as a worker?
I think you are so overthinking this.
Well, yeah,
situation.
I overthink everything. This is just what I do.
I know. Go for it.
Okay,
just take a whack at her when you see her.
Uh-huh.
Hold a conversation. If it comes up that you guys want to hang out, hang out. Don't plan it. Don't plot it. Don't course it. Don't have a plan of action when you see her next. Just talk to her.
But, okay, I can do that.
And if you guys happen to mention that you want to see the same movie, well, hey, why don't we go together?
You make it seem so beautifully natural.
It is so easy. You put way too much thought into it. You really do.
Okay, that's true. Now, for a girl I haven't talked to yet, she seems the sociable type. This was kind of like a more petite girl who had kind of big boobs out of nowhere. It was a very nice surprise. What
does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, that's the first type. She's a little, not mousy, but she's kind of shorter. And in a t-shirt, you wouldn't think she was hot. But then in a sports bra, you're like, those aren't even real. Like, they were that amazing.
Sounds like what I usually go for.
Yeah, well, no, she's a little taller than your type, and she's toned, but...
Not midget.
No, not midget. Not like the little friggin' pixie people you like to bang. Friggin' Keebler elves, man.
Pixie people?
He likes to bang them, and then an E.L. Fudge shoots out their mouth, you know? he likes 5'1", 90 pounds, pretty much.
Don't all guys like that?
No, like, a lot of guys like tall girls, which I really don't.
Yeah, Tyrone like tall girls.
I dig tall, yeah. Get some leg on them and stuff. And yeah.
As long as everything's in proportion. I was talking to Jennifer about that the other night. Like, models and stuff, their legs look like freakishly long. They're like 4 feet long.
Yeah, it's
kind of nasty.
I
like chicks with nice legs.
So, like, if
too.
A model walks up and in her thick accent was like, you know, stufen me, and what would you say?
It honestly depends on, like, if she's a cool chick or not, because, I mean... My taste, you know, I don't like model types, really.
Oh,
I mean,
to quote Hank Hill, you know, I don't go for those sexy types.
Almost,
yeah,
like,
but
I mean,
you know what,
I
though,
really don't care, like, what the mainstream perception of beauty is.
Well, no, I'm not saying I find models all that hot. We've gone over what I enjoy.
Like, whoever, Gisele Bündchen, I don't think she's the hottest woman.
You know, if you look at like your standard, typical, non-brand name, non-Gisele runway model. They're not that sexy. They're very slender.
They're very
so
gaunt.
Hang well on them.
Yeah.
And they have very nondescript features so that they don't take away from the clothing, which is why they're hired to
It's almost
models.
Like it could be like a blank palette for the makeup.
Exactly.
Put on them.
But
not...
if you look at like the Giselles, the, what is it, Adriana Lima, the Victoria's Secrets models, those
yes.
girls are hired because they have that sex appeal. But I don't think that they're... the same as the standard runway models. I think those are two very different categories when you look at
I'll
the
give you that.
Industry. You know what I mean? So
I mean,
it's like, is
I don't
a
even
model
find, like, the Victoria's
you?
Secret chicks, like, mind-blowingly hot.
I'll give you that.
Oh,
I mean, I'd
all
much
all
rather have,
gorgeous.
Like, a porn broad or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, good old
that
big,
is such trash.
Big T's, round A's. That website, give me that meat any day of the week.
Just big fake T's.
All right, well,
throw that in.
That's where we have to part paths. I know, but getting back to big fake tees, this second girl, the only other one I'm going to go over, she is in the gym daily. She's very dedicated to it. Tall girl, titanic ass. I mean, titanic ass.
What does that mean?
I'm just describing her. Like,
but no,
wait, do
no.
you mean like where it actually like sticks out, where it
yeah.
looks like something's
what
shoved in
there? What
does
that titanic there? Ass mean? I mean, really, I've never heard
that
before.
Because that is gross.
I mean,
when it just like literally comes out horizontally.
Butts like that. Have you seen Kelly Clarkson lately?
Well,
oh my God, that girl has got more booty.
She has become
than more
sow.
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't think she's that bad, but her.
Oh yeah, she's.
But
I used.
Oh my.
Well,
God.
Well, she's half Greek, man. It's gonna go there.
And
it
not
all
none of it.
There.
Yeah,
I'm
none
shocked.
Of it goes up top, man. That's
yeah.
nasty.
Oh, she's flat as hell.
Like when you're fat and flat.
She's like somehow collecting it in her underarms and her armpits, but it's not going to her tees.
Something's blocking.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's true.
Oh
it's
yeah.
Weird. I saw her on GTA
and her
yesterday.
Throat. It looks like a sandworm from Dune, like opening. You know,
no, she just looks sloppy.
It's like a Simpsons
you
character.
You know what? She does.
She's
she
sloppy.
She doesn't look kept. Like she doesn't
no.
Like
no.
No, I'll give you that. I love her, and I think she's one of the best live performers out there.
She's
but...
a pussy hair from being Mama Cass.
Oh, my God.
People have already said that.
Yeah.
Like, which is weird, because I remember there was this one, like, I don't know, vibe. What, some music cover she was on, like, 2005, 2006. She looked hot as hell.
Oh, when she
yeah,
was
she
I don't know if it was, like, Photoshop or something.
No, the whole breakaway era. Yeah.
For a while.
I mean, she had nothing up top,
but she
was still toned.
Good. She got a nice face.
Pretty
everything.
Face, toned, and she had a little butt. So I could live with that.
But yeah, no.
No, she's definitely filled out in the last year.
Yeah, and I remember, it was like right after Breakaway, but before she ballooned,
she got
like
chubby-ish.
A little bit. I remember.
That usually happens before you get fat.
Yeah, it happens in stages. You don't just wake up. But there's
what happened to me? So effing hungry.
There was a picture of her like in a Guns N' Roses, appropriately enough, Appetite for Destruction t-shirt. And she was walking around with
Harbinger
a burger.
For what's
yeah.
to come.
And it was a burger and fries on her plate. I'm like, oh, that's kind of sexy. Like, she's a little, you know, she's a hot chick, but she's a little sloppy. That's kind of hot. Never marry that. It never ends well. It will never end well. Because little sloppy then becomes, well, I don't really need to lose the baby weight. We're married.
Oh, no.
And then the second one comes along, and then you're just fantasizing about death.
I mean, she really has to do it because she, like, wants to. Because you don't think she has, like, personal trainers and nutritionists and all that? Be like, hey, we can help you. She's just like, F you. I'll do what I want. Yeah.
That's pretty much what she's saying. She said in an interview, she's like, when I feel the need to run, I will run. So I think if people just
toward
leave her alone.
What food
here,
I'm Dairy Queen.
I should be nice because I like her. No,
I
you know
love
what?
Her.
Hey, you know
I,
what?
I really
when
like
she
her
gets
music.
Sick of it and when she doesn't like how she looks, then she'll do something about it.
I just, I think it's kind of effed up when fat people like have to yo-yo back and forth. Like Oprah's on the upside of getting fat again and is now deflating,
oh, yeah,
I think.
Is.
Well, I think those are people just meant to be big and then they just do everything they can to fight it.
They can duke it out for a little while. And then they give it up.
Meant
yeah.
to be. No, dude, they just like to eat. I don't think
food's awesome.
I'm sure that's in their genes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure the genes plays a part in it. Absolutely. But if you eat a burger every day, you're going to look sloppy.
So good.
I know.
So good.
I say that when, like, I didn't just eat a cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't eat the fries, so hey.
Exactly. And you got a Diet Coke.
You gotta avoid those carbs.
It's like practically zero calories.
But
hey, better than eating or drinking a regular Coke and eating the fries.
Is that
it's all about moderation.
Is that the sound of your unshaven leg on the air?
No, it's my flip-flop.
Oh, okay.
Jerk.
I thought you were rubbing stubble across the chair.
Oh, my God.
Where did you get those flip-flops?
Hawaii.
I was going to say, like, I remember getting those, like, at the grocery store when I was a kid.
I think that's where my roommate got them.
For, like, 99 cents, they come, like,
dude, I told her, I was like, okay, when I was in Miami at school, my friend Ryan, Hawaiian Ryan, brought me a pair of flip-flops, and I want another pair. So when she went home...
Let me see them.
You can get those anywhere. Morris wears those all the time. He has them, like, in every color.
Oh, that's all he wears. Get old Morris.
I just remember those were, like, green and...
Does he have them in every in Technicolor? Oh!
But
a reference to our friend's band. Go to the in Technicolor website at...
Awesome.
Whatever the F it is.
What were we talking about again?
Fat chicks.
Why is it always the fat chicks?
No, gym. Let's get back to
the gym.
Gym.
Okay, this chick is a monstrous ass. I mean,
oh, yeah, that's right.
It's dancing that line between too much and... I'll put it this way. If you're dating this chick, all your black friends would, like, throw rose petals in front of your feet. Like, you would be a conquering hero. If you're like, oh, no, this man
How's
drinks
it compared
all media.
To Kim K?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, it's every inch of Kim K's ass.
Wow.
Every
inch. Hers still looks good. It's not like...
Oh, Kim's is amazing. Are you kidding me? That's like... The best ass.
It's like borderline too much, but
I like that. Let
okay,
it just
so what's
dance
the point?
That line.
What's the question? What?
I've seen her talk to other people. Like she's sociable.
That whore.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's a slut. How could she look at me and talk to another man? She knows what a dagger it drives through me.
Is that not allowed?
No.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. She needs to be like Lucretia, you know? Okay, sorry. We didn't all take Latin as kids. I'll tell you the story of Lucretia off air. Or you can Google
see
it.
No evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
No, Lucretia was a chick who a dude approached her and said, either bang me or I'll tell everyone that you banged me and you'll be called a whore anyhow. So she banged the guy, and then to keep her honor, she just friggin' killed herself.
Wow. That's such a nice story.
That's how it needs to be. But she's got.
Chuck!
She's got monstrous implants to balance out the ass.
Are they real implants, or does she just have big boobs?
No. Those got to be fake.
Why do they have to be fake?
I mean, if they aren't, I'm marching in with an engagement ring.
My friend Kristen in high school was seriously smaller than a size zero. About 5'2" and
double
D's.
Hold on. Pants have to come off. Go on. What was her name?
I'm not telling you her name now.
Kristen.
No.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Ew. Anyways, she was seriously like 5'2", maybe 90 pounds, and had double D's.
How was the butt?
She had no butt. She's a little white girl.
Who cares?
Yeah, Will can kind of sling. I like
my point
bit.
Is, they don't have to be fake just because they're big.
Are you still in touch
really
with Kristen?
Good. Yeah, is she a MySpace buddy? Facebook?
I'm not telling you that.
That's a yes.
What's the last name?
I'm not telling you.
What year did you graduate from what high school?
what network are you together in?
I'm not telling you. You
I just want to look it up on
man.
The air.
No.
Yeah, please.
No.
Do you have a picture of her in your phone?
No.
Is she pictured on any like Facebook, you know, you've tagged her or something?
I'm not telling you.
Kristen. Well, Will, get on the laptop fast.
Can research that later.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a call.
We're getting a call. They can kiss my ass.
All right.
I don't like calls. Stop calling. Call her.
Well, okay, so have you talked to this chick or no?
And that's for a girl that I've seen talking, so she's not completely against it. But, you know, a couple good openers for the gym. You know, just throw a dumbbell at the base of her skull. What?
Was she talking to, like, only pretty boys or what?
No, kind of like big, meaty types, which, you know.
Oh, big, meaty types at the gym.
Yeah.
Well, like roid freaks or just like.
No, a little like half muscular, half dumpy like me, but taller. So I think I got a chance at this booty if I take a crack at it.
Well, I think I agree with Veronica where you should just like kind of let things happen naturally. You know, I'm not one for like this cold approach. And
I mean, should I just like hop on the treadmill next to her and like fart really loudly and be like, did you hear that?
No.
The first fart might have been
absolutely
good.
Absolutely not.
Okay, but hop on the treadmill nearby.
Work out next door and then like.
Do you really talk to people when you're on the treadmill?
Well, no.
That's it with me. I'm actually focused on working out when I'm at the gym.
That's why I don't understand. Like, when I go to the gym, I know I'm going to get sweaty. I look like this. I'm not trying to meet
you
people.
You mean a goddess?
Oh, my God.
A blonde goddess for those listeners at home?
You're ridiculous.
Who's your friend's boobs are bested only by yours.
Yeah, but there are people.
Easily a 40 triple D.
Like, I don't know. Even at Lifetime, I saw it. There's people just go there to like talk and like occasionally
gym rats.
Do something.
Yeah.
Because they're looking to get booty.
Okay, so pretty much the story of my life, I need to stop being a fruit and just take a crack at it somehow.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but don't do it in like some date rapist way. Like,
don't
just work out like next door
channel.
And hope.
See, I think that's a little off where I walk in with my own gym agenda. You know, I like to work out. And
well, she doesn't do anything besides treadmill?
No, she'll do a lot of lifting, but it's like on the girly-ass machines and stuff.
Well, maybe because she's a girl.
Yeah, okay. So I'll
and because maybe girls shouldn't work out like boys. Trust the thought.
Okay, so I need to bite the bullet, work out next to her, and just keep staring.
Have you spoken to her yet?
No, I mean, like, it's just
you haven't.
Yeah, I walk past her. I've never really worked out.
Has she smiled, made eye contact, anything with you?
Yeah, like, she seems like she's on the sea warpath. Like, not just me. She'll stare down anyone. She's just like, you know, giving you this gaze.
Maybe
at, like,
she's
a
just
guy.
Watching
eye problem,
what
Eddie.
You're doing.
Eye problem, Eddie.
Hey, okay, before this conversation goes any further, do this. Yeah.
Okay.
Next time you see her, say hi and see what happens. And then we can discuss further.
Like, literally,
strategy.
Just say hi.
Just say hi.
Sup,
John,
see?
Don't stare at her. Don't freak her out. Don't trail her to her car.
No, I don't really freak her out.
Don't try to peek her in the locker room. Just say hi.
She actually seems like a kind of semi-aggressive chick.
Well, if you're goals
so
or something.
So they say hi. Aggressive girls like aggressive guys.
Is she working out anywhere where there's a TV? Like, nearby?
Yeah.
Then work out next to her, wait for something to come on TV and make like a smart ass comment about it.
Unless she's wearing headphones.
She's a headphone girl. She's a headphone on the treadmill.
Excuse me, bitch.
Mother F, I'm trying to talk to you. Ain't you see me pointing my ears? You know what? You can't say the dragged out she.
Well, if she's wearing headphones the whole time,
censored on the air.
That's kind of a
working out, she doesn't. Treadmill, she will.
All right. Well, then, are the machines near TVs?
I need
so
to run
sick
up.
Of having conversations about your imaginary friend.
I need to run up and just tear the iPod right out of her pants and go, "What's she gonna do now, bitch?" That's an icebreaker. Just throw it down and watch it shatter. Be like, "There."
You know what? Do it
because
I want to hear about the girl that kicks your ass.
That's four
on
shows
the news.
Right there, live from prison.
Expulsion from goals.
Yeah, exactly. I'll
next
tell you.
Up on the 11 o'clock news.
Yeah. I'm innocent, mother effa. I'm innocent. Bitch was looking at me. Bitch was staring. Don't you lie, bitch. Don't you lie.
Why is it hot in here for once?
I know.
Normally the effing AC is like 20 degrees.
Oh my God.
Not even a fan. Nothing.
Okay, what's the next
one? I thought I was
not
just...
a penguin with one of those flaps near a giant ice cube like in the cartoon.
Chilly Willy to hook it up, man.
The old Flintstones AC.
All right. We can go to more imaginary girlfriend talk or my plans for the evening, or we can get into Veronica's sex life.
Let's not talk about Veronica's sex life.
Then let's.
I vote for Veronica's sex life.
Oh, no.
All right, Veronica, you know, we've had you. I think this is your third time on the show. And probably the second one that broadcast. The first one was on the little crappy side studio. So the world barely knows you, but I'm going to say it again.
Why Veronica, are you guys in there?
Because we had to pre-record one time, and the equipment is just horrible.
In that one?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us pre-record here.
Oh.
Because there was some kind of show on.
Oh, okay.
Some show that was obviously inferior to our product. But
they let you like come in and record anytime if it's open?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's okay, but the equipment's so ghetto over there. I mean,
you don't get that rush from the live audience.
Yeah, I mean, all these calls from our fans and stuff. The ones
the interaction.
Did you even answer the one call that you got?
No, I hate
calls.
We had two, actually.
I hate calls. Yeah,
that would have been awesome. I want to hear what they have to say. Call back.
All right, fine. Callers, call in.
Anything to get off the
topic. Here comes the mad rush. I hope our operators can handle it all. No one's going to call in.
It's going to be your mom.
No, she is actually not listening, meaning we had two listeners today.
Okay.
How dare you say the S word on TV?
My grandson was abducted and I was looking for his picture and I hear this smut instead.
All right, well, you pick the topic.
All right, I'm going to get to what I have to do tonight because Veronica's not forthcoming. She doesn't give of herself. She doesn't let herself be an object of ridicule. Like,
no.
Like me, you can hear what a pussy I am and I'm not talking to girls in the gym and whatever, and instead I have... You know, imaginary girlfriends.
What do you want to know, John?
I want to know, Veronica, we're just going to set this base, Will, because you don't know Veronica. She's one of those girls that, A, everyone's in the military. She has a type. Like, you have a type.
Mistake numero uno right there.
I kind of have a type.
I can't help
it. I
don't go after them. I don't, like...
They'll go after anything, so you shouldn't say I'm their type.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm just saying, dude.
Special.
She's into...
I've banged a couple of military wives, you know? I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Yo, they do throw it out there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because their husbands don't give it to them. They're, like... They want their wives to be their mommies, and then if they do look for, like, something, like, for sex...
I've definitely gotten some military training.
It ain't with their wives. It's a sad state of affairs.
They kind of throw it out there.
I mean, who the F gets married at 21 and has kids? It's because you get paid to do it.
Yeah.
So they're looking at
I
you
agree.
To
I
get
agree.
Married...
I date 21-year-old Marines? Come on.
Well, no. These are her three criteria. She's typically a couple years younger, right?
I do not have criteria.
They're younger?
That is definitely not my criteria.
Yeah,
because
how old are you?
That just happens.
Dating. How old are you?
I'm so not 37. How old I am. Thank you.
No, she's not.
She looks every day of 34, though. Very young.
All right. But so you're dating younger guys?
Veronica's 20. You haven't even hit 29 yet, right?
No.
Okay.
She's 28.
About to hit 29.
And you're dating guys who are like 25, 26?
Exactly.
And no, they're like, always the youngest has been 26 turning 27.
They're always like
all right,
kind
so
of
military standards, they're behind the curve. Their buddies are getting paid more because they're married and have kids. And
no.
Damn it, my salary
all
is...
officers.
Okay, well, I just want to hear how it's been going. We've introduced her type. It's tall, a little younger, military. And she's had a current boy for... Are you dating casually? Has it become serious?
No, I'm done.
Whoa!
So done.
He got pitched?
He got pitched.
What did he do?
Yeah, man, tell us. This is an update even to me. Okay.
No, he just doesn't give me the type of attention that I need.
Okay, well, basically. It started...
Is he giving attention at the T-bar?
Let's give him a nickname. We're going to go with Sequan. Sequan, in the long list of black names on white dudes.
Well, how did you meet him?
No, like, okay, basically, it came to the point where I was like, look.
Well, I want. Will has a good idea. Set a table for us so we may feast upon the details. Yeah.
One of my friends is stationed far away. He came to visit. He came to town to visit. His family had 3 weeks out, 3 weeks here. So we met up before he was getting ready to leave. And four of his friends joined him. And I started talking to one guy just because of placement at the bar. He's the guy that ended up sitting next
to. So you initiated?
No. I was talking to one of the guys.
Okay.
And he was friendly. We chit-chatted, whatever. I noticed this other guy, one of their other friends, sitting on the other side of the bar. So we ended up going to another bar in Arlington. And I was still talking to the friend, and I was kind of interested in the other guy, so I was talking to my friend who I was there to hang out with. I told him who I was in, you know, which one I was into. He spoke to, what are we calling him?
Sequan. We can go Dequan. That sounds a little more real, but Sequan.
Sequan and
I. It sounds funny, like a take on Sequin, you know? Sequan.
So Sequan and I started chit-chatting, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, so
how long did this go on, like the whole relationship?
It wasn't a relationship. Here's the bottom line. He was a cool guy.
Okay.
He was a guy that I wanted to invest some time into and get to know.
And what did he do that made you feel he wasn't?
Like, he didn't show me enough attention. He wanted to keep his options open, and you know what? Fine. Do your own thing.
Well, what was he doing? I mean, what was his path of attack? Has he openly declared, like, hey, I'm going to keep this casual, or he just wasn't?
No, there's no casualness to it because it never even got there.
What was he doing that let you know? What should he have done? Where did he fall short? We need to know these lessons from a girl's mouth.
It was kind of the same thing. Well, no, it's not even the same thing that Tyrone did because –
I can't keep track of all the fake black names.
We hung out a few times. We went to the movies, whatever.
Okay.
And then he would go away on the weekends, and I would not hear from him at all. And then on Sunday or Monday, I'd get a text, hey, how was your weekend? And that's fine because I have no expectations of this guy right now. All he is a guy that I have some interest in. But after a while and after a couple of weeks of that, it gets annoying. And so I don't
know. He just wants to be friends.
No. Definitely
he just wanted casual booty. He tried,
he's not getting that. Sorry.
He tried to make it like a little flirty, but then he still wasn't talking to you heavily.
He didn't even try that hard to get anything. So it's
he just did my method where he's like totally lazy about it, and just like every fifth text is like want to f.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
Okay.
Nothing like that at all. So it finally got to the point where over like the last weekend, he sent me a text. Hey, how's your day going? And we went back and forth for a little bit, and finally I was like, you know what? I was like, I was kind of bummed that I didn't hear from you on Friday. Like, what's the deal? And he was...
I was bees deep in some other chick.
Yeah, basically. Well, that's what I'm thinking. Well, so no, check this out. He wrote this text to me, which is so lame. Yeah, I felt like such an ass about that. I didn't get your text until really late that night. It's Friday. Fucking write me back.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Her name's Veronica Johnson. You can find her on my MySpace and sue her thus.
I hate you. You can edit it out. Okay.
They went out live, you jackhole.
Okay. Sorry. So he writes, what did he write? Oh, I felt like a jerk about that. I'm sorry. And then I was gone all day yesterday. And I'm thinking, you were at a Brad Paisley concert. You weren't gone.
Yeah.
You were 3 miles from my house. Give me a break.
So he's just not that into you.
And that's fine. Then quit texting me.
That's
why. Quit initiating the conversation.
Well, then I think maybe the guy's just like sport effing, and he wants to add another head to the roster.
Yeah.
Well, he's not getting that. He knows that.
All right. So then you're probably not talking anymore, right?
No. Right, done. Well. And I even told him, I was like,
there's a shocking finality to that story.
No, and I said, no, because I wrote to him and I was like, look, if I'm going to invest any more time into you, I want to at least see your face. Like, this is ridiculous and I'm done.
Wait, so after the first night you met, you just, like, talked via text?
No.
Something of a pretend boyfriend.
No. We went to the movies. We hung out.
What's that like? What doing stuff with the person you're dating?
I know you need to.
I think that's why a lot of my relationships fail. I don't do any of that.
No,
it's got to come in and go straight to the bedroom.
Yeah, that's
not a relationship. I'm sorry.
I kind of do the same thing, and we have to.
That's all I'm capable of.
We have to grow out of it, Will. We have to grow out of it. Right. At some point.
I'm trying so hard.
Giving it your best.
Yeah.
Well, those are the strands of Surf Rider. That's going to be our new outro music. Do you like it, Will? Nice little nod to Pulp Fiction.
I like it.
This is in Pulp Fiction?
This is like during the credits. This is Jules walks out with Vince Vega.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At the very end.
It.
You've been listening.
Like the Comanche.
I wanted a nod to ending through this, but if you want to do Comanche.
No, this is good, too.
Okay. Well, you are listening to In Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. We had the lovely Veronica Johnson. Say hi.
Hi.
Don't smile. It doesn't translate. And the equally lovely Will Papa Giorgio, my brother.
Thank you.
And again, you can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Archives found at inpapasbasement.org. And coming up next, we have the even more lovely... Rich, you wanna hop on, Squire? Say... We got Squire with Night Train Memories coming up next. Have a good one. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.